Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez is developing a fascination for Brian Gain because of a unique characteristic that he says the Texans GM possesses. Tell the people why you're starting to like Brian Gain and what is his unique character trait.
I'm telling you right now, and this has kind of been developing in the last couple of weeks, really, maybe a month or so, watching him work and seeing what he's doing and how he's doing things. I think the best thing that Brian Gain has going for him right now is he doesn't care what you think. I love that in a general manager. It's not always a positive thing in life in other realms, but amid this era of social media everywhere, including NFL general manager with Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that, he doesn't have any of that. Amid the same atmosphere of pressure from the outside, causing general managers and teams to make moves that they otherwise maybe not would not consider, he doesn't listen. You know, where were we just a couple of weeks ago? Hey, Le'Veon Bell, he that's not the way he's going to do things. That's not what he wants. What about kicking the tires on Antonio Brown? Nope. Last week and into the weekend, well, Donald Penn's the best tackle left on the board. Are the Texans going to go after him? No, they're not going to do that either. What about keeping Tyrann Mathieu? You know, $14 million, a honey badger. We love him. He's got a cool nickname. No, we're going to go ahead and let him go. We're going to give him an offer that we think is going to be good for us, but not good. But not one that's not good for us. What about Kareem Jackson, lifelong Texan? You know, one of the great stories in this organization's history, versatile. We've gotten all we can out of him. And what are you doing instead? You're going to sign some long-term guys? Bring in some other guys? No, we're going to sign this guy for a one-year contract, this guy for a one-year contract, and this guy for a one-year contract, and make them make good. There's a lot of pressure out there on general managers, whether it's from the media to demanding things, or owners, or whatever. Brian Gain is not listening. He's erased and eliminated all the white noise, and he's building this team, for better or worse now. I'm not saying it's going to work. He's building this team the way he wants to build this team. And y'all can, do what you want, say what you want.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I just don't know how. I don't know how we know that he doesn't care what people think. Like, what?
Well, everybody has feelings.
But are you saying like? So you think that because you or me think that Le'Veon Bell should sign with the Texans or they should sign this guy that Brian Gage should listen to us
No.
and do what we want him to do? I just don't know how you're coming to this verdict that he doesn't care. How would we be able to
tell
if
he did?
Well,
first of all, everybody, cares what people think about them. I mean, that's just human nature. To varying degrees, I get that. But what I'm saying is it's not just you and me. I'm sure there were discussions in those offices about some of these guys that I just mentioned, okay?
But he might just not like them. Players.
Well, sure. But time and time again, when people are making big splash moves, and we know what they are, we've seen them all over the course of the offseason, he's doing it his way and not caring. I mean, he doesn't really need attention. He's not really, countering anything in terms of what people say about signing this guy or that guy. He's just doing it his way. I love it.
I think he's just trying to build the best possible team he can build.
His way.
How? What other way would he do it? I think it's good that he has a way. Mm-hmm. I will say that. He has a way, but I don't know whether he does or doesn't care. I do think that they are actually evaluating players. That's the one thing that I do feel like the Texans are doing. Now, could that evaluation be bad? Yeah, I mean, we'll see how Matt Khalil does. There's a chance he doesn't even make the team. But if this was the move where I can look to this and say, okay, they chose him over Donald Penn, because that's what they
did.
But
he had to know. Let me put it this way. I'll go kind of backwards. He had to know that letting go of Tyrann Mathieu was not going to sit well with some people in the building and certainly a lot of people out the building. And he still did it. He had to know, when he got Matt Khalil to sign, that Matt Khalil has had one healthy season in the last 3 years, and he was going to be harshly criticized for bringing him. And, oh, by the way, he is being harshly criticized in some circles for bringing him in. And you know what? He said, screw you. I don't give two bleeps what you think. This is my guy. So you're right. He's doing it his way. What I'm saying is he's not letting anything else affect him. He is tunnel vision. It's not the sexiest. It's not the most glamorous way to build, you know, to have an off season, but he's doing it anyway.
So what do you think he would do? Like if he thought the Honey Badger was worth 10, 11 million, whatever they gave him, you think that if he cared what people think, he would say, you know what, I have less value on him, but I don't want John Lopez and Landry Locker or whoever to criticize me?
No, but I think sometimes you do two things. It does impact you even if you don't know it, and maybe you could fudge on that $11 million a year a little bit. So to your point, maybe a little bit, yes. But also, guys tend to respond to that type of criticism. I mean, he's heard and read some of the things that are being said about this
organization. You think Brian Gaines fallen out of favor with people already?
No, I think it's in some circles, maybe it's leaning that way. I mean, look at our text board. And I know it's not a scientific survey, but our text board is like, hey, how come we're doing nothing? We're signing nothing but a bunch of retreads and guys that are projects. I mean, that's just one guy. But we've gotten several texts like that. You see it on other social media as well.
And
he doesn't care. He doesn't care what you think. I like that.
He might, though.
Like I said, everybody has feelings. Everybody's, you know, wants to be loved universally, but nobody is. And I think the people who are successful like that are the ones that, you know, ultimately they have thick enough skin not to care, and they still do it their way.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. His most recent signing, Matt Khalil, mm-hmm. a left tackle. Roller coaster career, to say the very least. It's been a downward part of the roller coaster recently. Hasn't stayed on the field two of the last three seasons. Started out as he was a first-round pick. He was a Pro Bowler. Then he got overpaid.
He was the third overall pick.
Yeah, he was very coming out of USC, too. There was mm-hmm. a strong pedigree. Kind of on the downward swing of his career. Wade Smith says this is a low-risk, high reward type situation. I like the move because I want five position battles on the offensive line. That's what I want. I don't want to go into camp and have anybody on that offensive line feeling like they should be starting in the NFL. I don't think any of them have earned it, and that's all I want. If it takes a guy trying on a 1 year prove it deal against Julian Davenport, seeing if that project can pay off, so be it. But I just want five position battles. That's my goal heading into camp. Five position battles on the O-line.
And I think you're going to get that. And I don't even know if Khalil's going to make the team, much less become a starter. He blew a top 20 amount of blocks in 2017 in terms of he was on the bottom 20 of all offensive linemen of just blowing blocks. He was, you know, awful in 2015. He's played one full season, as I mentioned, in the last 3 years. He's had multiple knee injuries, which has affected his lateral motion. So when you say... You know, when you say that Brian Gain, you know, maybe he would have done this, built it his way anyway. You can't tell me that everybody in that building automatically signed off on Khalil. You know, they know how what he's been the last 3 years, and he's doing it anyway. That's what I'm saying.
And Donald Penn wanted to be here too. Like I know for a fact, mm-hmm. Travis Johnson actually talked to him, mm-hmm. and he wanted to be here. So that's why not? Why not bring both of them? Why does it have to be one or the other is my thing. Because clearly they did choose him over Donald Penn. Why can't you bring in both of these guys and just have, I mean, Penn's played right tackle before. He's probably a better left. Mm-hmm. Why would you not? Why does it have to be one or the other? If we're going by competition, I want to bring in as many bodies as possible trying to play on that offensive line.
I agree. I would as well, because who is locked into their position?
On the O-line?
Is Nick Martin
for some reason?
Is he?
For some reason, yes.
Because remember, he also famously said Brian Gain, Martinez Rankin can play center.
I think Nick Martin's a lock, and I think
he's probably the closest to a lock, but I don't think he's a lock.
Well, Shontrell Henderson's the one guy who he has said with certainty that he expects him to be the right tackle.
Now that he's said. But again,
this is another project.
You want competition there, yeah.
This is another project that Brian Gain's basically hanging his hat on, mm-hmm. is Shontrell Henderson. And Shontrell Henderson, another guy who can't stay on the field. I mean, he got hurt a quarter or a it was either the first, it was the first half of the first game against New England, mm-hmm. and he was the right tackle. We don't know much about him, but for some reason, Brian Gaine loves him. He's attaching himself to these guys, and it's going to be interesting because we used to criticize Rick Smith and the NFL GMs around the league. They get criticized for hanging on to their guys too long.
Right.
Like, this is my guy. I want to see how Brian Gaine handles his guys. Because Shantrell Henderson getting another shot after getting hurt last year,
mm-hmm.
some would say that's maybe a little bit too much.
I don't think he's going to. I mean, I don't think he's like a lock at that position. I really don't. I mean, they might like him there and start him there, but recent history says he shouldn't be a lock, right?
I mean, yeah, he can't stay on the field. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Buffalo didn't want him, and they're just taking it on. Someone on the text line, 713-572-4610, asked what would you grade Brian Gaines' offseason so far? A, B, C, D, F. What would you grade it?
Oh boy. That's a great question. Because none of these moves might work. I mean, there's question marks on all of them. Right?
Yeah, but the consequence is so low. That's mm-hmm. the thing. The consequence is so low on
a lot of 1-year contracts, a lot of front end loaded contracts.
Gibson's the only one that really,
and that's front end loaded.
Yeah, he's got a 3-year deal. So, I mean,
but I think they can get out of it easily after 2.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I would say, I'll give him a TBD because we're a month away from the draft.
That's what it is. Exactly, but in terms of the approach that he's had this offseason, what would you? Because we don't know on these guys, especially. You never really know. But these guys, especially with so many question marks and short contracts, we don't know how it's going to work out. But what about his approach? Because I'll give him a solid B just because I like the fact that he's eliminating all the white noise and just, you know, saying, damn it, I'm going to do it this way, hell or high water.
I'll give him a B, but that's under the assumption that he's good at drafting guys.
Yeah.
Because last year he didn't have a first or second round pick. If Brian Gaines just a magician and this guy just knows what he's doing in the draft and we're looking back at Justin Reed and all the other guys he drafted last year, then I'll give him that. But that's a huge assumption right now because we haven't seen Brian Gaines with a full draft. So I'll give him a B, and I'm giving him the B could stand for benefit of doubt. Because I think he's going to be a good drafter, but we never know. I need to see at least two starters. I need to see at least two starters, and I need to see four guys on the two deep from this draft. I need to see immediate impacts. I need to see two guys that have Justin Reed-like impacts, and I need to see a couple guys who are competing for playing time and making impacts. That's what I need from Brian Gaines this draft.
You're describing the perfect draft for any team. You know, any team can get two starters and out of one draft, that's almost playing with house money, and then two guys that can compete.
But as we sit right here, it's more important for the Texans. It's more important for the Houston Texans and the state of their football team and all the needs they have and all the holes they have. Some teams are good enough to where they can whiff on a first-round, second-round pick. You can do that. Texans, you know, the roster, it's solid at the top. You have some top-heavy guys.
Mm-hmm.
The depth is not good. And Brian Gaines going to have to build a roster. The pressure on him heading into this draft in a month is higher than most other teams. Colts don't have that pressure. I mean, the Colts drafted two first-team All-Pros last year. Mm-hmm. They're just filling in holes. They just added Justin Houston to the front seven.
Which, by the way, that's pretty significant.
It's arguably the most significant move in the AFC South.
Yeah.
So the Texans right now, you know, the one thing that I was hanging my hat on and the one thing that I felt good about and the one thing that made me feel better about Brian Gaines and the Texans not making moves is I could point to the Indianapolis Colts and say, you know what, they're not making them either. I can't do that anymore because they bring in Justin Houston. They signed Devin Funchess to add to receiving core. Like, I can't say that. Brian Gaines playing a completely different game than every other GM is right now, and it's too early in the process for us to know whether or not it's a good idea, but it'll come full circle a month from today when the draft comes around.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Justin Verlander got paid. And the Astros are 3 days away from beginning the season to try to bring back a World Series. What's the worst that could happen with the Houston Astros? We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.